Sometimes you just gotta let it go.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio.
I broke some people's brains the other day. Well, it wasn't really me. So, story time, and this is going to take some explanation. So I have a picture here to describe to you. This came home from school with Zebedee. It was one of his projects, okay? So it is it's a picture with a whole bunch of shapes that are colored in. Across the top are pictures of three-dimensional shapes, like cubes, pyramids, spheres, that kind of thing. And then above those are a color word, like green, blue, yellow. For example, the cubes are supposed to be colored yellow. Well, the pictures in the main picture, like, they're not cubes, spheres, but they're like, I don't know how to, help me, Beth. What is it? Just, anyway, so, like, the center is a circle, and it's labeled sphere, and it's colored orange. But then it's surrounded by a bigger circle that's labeled cube, and it's yellow. And it doesn't make any sense.
It's very confusing depending on whether you're a right-brained or a left-brained person. Let's put it that way.
So, of course, I put that on Facebook, and then people just got angry because they're like, I don't get it. And someone's like, no, this is supposed to teach the concept of variables or placeholders integral to the programming. Like, and we're all getting all worked up about it. And like someone else said, hey, I got popcorn, because we're like fighting. And then, like, you know the point here? Zebedee, the guy who did this little picture, drew it and colored it in, unfazed. Didn't care.
Completely unfazed.
He learned the words for cube and sphere, and he colored the right thing, and he did what he was supposed to.
The picture's beautiful.
It really is. And the rest of us need to let it go.
We do need to let it go.
Here's Lead On, Good Shepherd from Patrick Mayberry, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.